comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. And once again, that genial, jovial gentleman, Frank Crummett, is your host on this transcribed program. Along with his Broadway band, Frank presents again pretty Jean O'Neill, and as his special guests, Manhattan's musical funsters, the Lamp Trio. But here's Mr. Crummett now to guide us on our merry way.
Mr. Crummett, such formality, Mr. Gallup. Well, anyway, greetings, good people, and on our merry way we'll be pronto, as the boys and I do justice, I hope, to one of Vincent Yeoman's best Broadway musical comedy tunes, Rise and Shine. So rise and shine, men. Gentlemen, you literally outshone your shelves, you did. And speaking of shining, here's one of our very brightest shining lights, Broadway's and radio's glittering little songbird, Jean O'Neill, who returns to our fold once again to sing I Double Dare You. And yours truly, Mr. Crumnut, double dares you not to like it.
You to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your high hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say what you care. Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eyes means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you. Double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eyes means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
Oh, my very best compliments, Jeannie, and a very low bow. That was delightful. And now old Frankie Crummett is going to loosen up his vocal cords with a little ditty called Connie's Got Connections in Connecticut. That is, if I can keep from tripping over a tonsil. This will be the biography of a gal who traveled all around this country, north and south, east and west, till she found the locality that she liked best. Now Connie's got connections in Connecticut. Well, yes, she really has connections in Connecticut. For she was born out in Wyoming. As a girl, she started roaming till she finally connected in Connecticut. And one day she took a trip way out to Washington, and she really made a hit way out in Washington. till the day she had a battle with a salesman from Seattle, and she decided she was all washed up with Washington. Then Connie went down to Hollywood, and she soon had those movie men a-raving. But she couldn't rest in the Golden West, 'cause she had a craving for old New Haven. So Connie hurried home to Connecticut, where she met and married me in Connecticut. Yes, and now we're both so happy. She's the mammy, I'm the pappy, and we've really got connections in Connecticut. Oh, Connie's got connections in Connecticut. Yes, she really has connections in Connecticut. Though she was born out in Wyoming, as a girl she started roaming till she finally connected in Connecticut. One day she took a trip way down to Florida, and she caused a real sensation down in Florida. She became a bathing beauty and was such a little cutie that she soon had all the fellas there adoring her. Then Connie secured the leading role in a wonderful Broadway attraction. But she couldn't stay on the Great White Way. The pace and the action drove her to distraction. So Connie hurried home to Connecticut, and she bought a little farm in Connecticut. Now she's happy as the dickens, 'cause she's raising pigs and chickens, and she's really got connections in Connecticut. Mr. Gallup, will you please now take the microphone, sir, but not for keeps.
No, that's quite all right, Frank, because what I have to say will only take a moment. Now, listen, folks, if you'd like to do yourselves a good turn, just stop in at any drugstore the next time you feel a cold coming on and buy a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Then, when you get home, follow the easy, simple directions which are to be found inside and see how quickly Alka-Seltzer brings relief from this common ailment. There's nothing like it, because Alka-Seltzer, you know, not only relieves that dull, stuffed-up, grippy feeling, but it also actually helps to correct the excess acid condition which so often accompanies a cold. Start taking 2 tablets of Alka-Seltzer and a glass of water when you feel a cold coming on, and see how much better it makes you feel. But be sure that you get only the genuine Alka-Seltzer. It's available at all drugstores and is sold under a positive money-back guarantee. Your druggist will refund your money if you aren't entirely satisfied with the results.
Ably spoken, my dear Mr. Gallup, ably spoken, sir. But here are 3 able gentlemen to contribute to the merriment. The Lant Trio, whose nimble nonsense and melodic mimicry you've enjoyed on the air, in vaudeville and in Broadway nightclubs. Presenting the one and only Lant Trio, one of radio's pioneer acts.
Ah, flowers. The language of the flowers is a lovely thing to learn. And as children we took up this pretty tongue. La, 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 la. So we studied hours and hours, memorizing names in turn. But we got to one and stopped, and there we hung. Me, 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 me. Now in every other study, say our diction is immense. Why should a little flower hold us back? It don't make sense. We can say Ticonderoga, we can say a prayer in yoga, we can even say I love you in Chinese. We can say we're in the money, which is very, very funny, but somehow we simply cannot say
Chrysanthemum.
No. You know, folks, it's them big yellow flowers.
Yeah. We can say Constantinople, we can say a pearl's an opal, though we know it isn't, so we're not so dumb. We can even say let's kiss to a girl in Mountain Swiss, but we simply cannot say chrysanthemum.
Hey, we said it!
Yes, sir.
Oh, after all these years,
what do you said think it. You
what do you mean? It. We all said it.
That's right, we all said it, sure enough. And that's not all we can say.
No, sir.
We can say
evanescent, acquiescent, astrological, diabolical, psychological, pedagogical, eucalyptus, erysipelas, syllogism, theoretical, metabolism, alphabetical, anachronism, hypothetical, now, diversification, peregrination, multiplication, mystification, transmogrification, tintinabulation, wow! We can say magnanimosity, though the words that aren't monstrosity, even say let's have another more than some. And we find today at last that our one-word trouble's past, since we finally learned to say
a chrysanthemum.
Oh, no.
That's not it.
Oh, I got a crumb Smithers.
Don't worry, boy. No, don't worry. I've got
what
it.
Is
I
it?
Got
what is it? What is it?
Come on. Crumb Smithers now.
Well, you know, a dandelion's grandfather.
We lost it again.
We can still say pick four packers with a big mouthful of crackers, and we guarantee to never lose a crumb. But as you've already heard, we're three chumps for just one word. For we simply cannot say chrysanthemum.
Oh, gentlemen, I refrained from announcing your number because I wasn't sure that I could pronounce it. But I sure can pronounce your performance top-notch. Thank you, one and the three of you. But now here's our little singing starlet, Jeannie O'Neill, my Broadway band, and our concluding opus, I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star. Men?
I've hitched my wagon to a star, that lucky little star that watches over you. And now no ties can bind me, I'll go where you go. I've left the world behind me, and I want the world to know. If it wants me, it can find me in your afterglow. I've tied my heartstrings to a dream, that lucky little dream that introduced me to you. Hitched my wagon to a star.
Friends, when you eat too much rich food, smoke too much, or overindulge in other ways, or when you get up with that miserable morning after feeling, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. A sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer is the modern, effective way to get quick, pleasant relief from these common ailments. You see, when you drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, it bubbles up and dissolves, making a sparkling, alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. When you drink it, it brings relief in two ways. First, it relieves your actual pain and discomfort. Then it also helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. To discover just how quick and how pleasant relief can be, ask your druggist to serve you a sparkling, refreshing glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain. And then, when you've seen how remarkably effective it is, I know you'll want to take home a 30 or 60 cent size package of these modern effervescent tablets so that the whole family can enjoy their use. Remember Alka-Seltzer, friends, when you've helped yourself to too much.
Now, before we say goodbye, I'd like to again thank our guest, the Lant Trio.
Mr. Crummett,
yeah?
A box of flowers for somebody.
Oh, box of flowers. Let me see. Oh, it's the Lant Trio. Well, here you are, boys.
Oh, a big box. Say, let's open it.
Yeah. What kind of flowers are they, boys?
Why, they're Kransnithersassums.
No, Kransnithersassums.
Kransnithersassums. Oh, dandelions.
Oh, shucks. Those flowers must have been shucks, they've got me doing it now. Well, good people, this is Frank Crummett saying so long for now, but we'll be back again real soon, and we hope you'll be listening.